name is Jaguar Wright.
No, it's not. Get out of here.
What is?
Sounds like you. I can't be certain.
No, it's me.
Okay, this is Star Jaguar Wright. Star.
Hello, Star. How are you?
Okay, have we met before?
I want to ask you. I don't think so. But I meet a lot of people. You know, let's just chalk it up to that.
You sound like Jaguar.
But I want to ask you something. I want to give you three names.
Come on.
And I just want to ask you, which one of them is better than Jay-Z?
Please, okay? Proceed. Okay.
All right. Number one, is Malcolm X better than Jay-Z?
Better in what way, dear?
Period. In your opinion. Is Malcolm X better than Jay-Z?
Better than Jay-Z? I think he was more impactful with regards to blacks.
Exactly, yes. He cared about his community. He actually cared about his community. He didn't sit there and slump Marcy Project after he used it to run around and pretend he was behaving. That's number one. Number two, is Jay-Z better than Barack Obama?
Okay, well, now, hang on a second. I have to confirm who you are. You're saying you're Jaguar, right? And...
yeah, I'm on my fiancé's phone.
Okay.
It's 23. He's from Compton.
Okay. Now, hang on. I'll answer your questions. I have no problem asking your questions. You were on...
yeah, because I said three names. Okay. I was on two.
Hang on, baby. I have a formula here. When were you on Piers Morgan's show?
Actually, I appeared on Monday. We filmed it, and it premiered today.
Okay.
See, what I find so interesting is, and the reason why I really came, was because you have so much respect for Sean Carter. That's funny, because people that know who he really is doesn't, which makes you a fan. So what I want to know is this. Why are you such a big friend of Vlad? He lied. You know that, right? See, number one, he said all of the shit that he said on Monday because he didn't know that the report about the 9-year-old kid that they found with MDMA and Special K and cocaine in his stomach, they hadn't come out with that yet. See, so Vlad was talking mad fucking shit.
Okay, now hang on a second. If you are Jaguar Wright,
excuse me.
If you are Jaguar Wright, you have to watch the language. If you are.
I'm sorry. It's just a little upsetting.
Okay.
But stay
with me. I'm going to lay down some ground rules. Excuse me. Lay down some ground rules, and we can have a conversation. You sound like Jaguar Wright, but I can't be certain, okay?
No, I am.
Okay. Now, this is the objective perspective.
And if you don't believe me, it's real simple.
Hang on. I'm letting you speak. Hold on.
There ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Okay.
I said there ain't no love. I could do that all day.
Okay.
It's me.
Okay.
Nobody wants
again,
to talk like
that. Hang on. I'm going to lay down some ground rules, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
So you have to watch the language. That's number one. Number two, it says on the screen, this is the objective perspective. I'm nobody's fan.
Okay.
Nobody's fan. We may have met once upon a time, I don't know, from the Star and Buckwild show. But let's talk about your appearance more so on the...
Oh, I remember Star.
Yeah.
And Buckwild, I remember that.
That's me. So let's talk about your appearance. I'm saying you hit a grand slam in case...
You know, Buckwild and I were cool friends.
That's my younger brother. But now, hang on a second. Again, let me speak. Let me speak, and then I will let you speak. I said early in the broadcast, you hit a grand slam. I think you'll be on the Joe Rogan show. Any thoughts about that? Please.
Whatever I do, wherever I go next, everybody will find out at the same time, like they always do. If I announce myself, people would know how to stop me.
Okay.
That's number one. See, I'm of a different caliber. See, I just found it funny, the hero worship. Jay-Z's of a different caliber. Jay-Z's of a different caliber. You want to know what? He wasn't of a different caliber.
Listen. If you try to mock me, hey, Jack.
And I watched that on
Jack, if you try to mock me, I will take your fucking head off. Slow it down.
Really?
Yeah.
How you gonna do that?
Oh yeah, I'm letting you speak.
How you gonna do that, popping up Vlad?
Do not try to let me sideways because, bitch, I don't really give a fuck either way about you.
He lied on Pierce Morgan.
Okay.
He lied on Pierce Morgan.
We can have a discussion. We can have a discussion. You funky, nasty bitch. But you're gonna respect me. We can get the fuck off my line. I don't need you to go viral.
Okay.
I don't need you to go viral, bitch.
He's looking for a motive,
put your, put your man on the phone. If you can't
talk I just want to know why you're talking up a liar.
Never mind everybody else. I'm talking to you right now, you nappy-headed loser.
Vlad lied.
I'm talking to you.
Vlad lied.
Never mind Vlad. Never mind Vlad. I'm talking to you, bitch.
Never
mind Vlad. Put your man on the phone.
Put your man on the phone.
See, I'm really like that. I don't give a fuck about all, none of this.
You know what, that's all
I'll
right.
Put
I'm
my foot square in your ass.
You're not
I really like that. I really like that. Now, do you want to talk? Or do you want to try and act funky? What do you want to do? I didn't hang up. What do you want to do?
Hey, I'm right here. She's done with you.
Okay.
What's
okay.
up with the disrespect now?
What's this problem?
Just chill out with the disrespect.
No,
I got to say.
Is that your woman? Is that your woman?
No,
don't try and talk on top of me. We're having a conversation. Is that your lady?
So this is my whole thing with that situation there. Everything that you just listened to, I put the second clip in because y'all already know how I feel about the intuition. But when I was watching it, when the guy was saying it, you can tell that he felt everything that he was saying, and he felt strong about the intuition, about trusting his intuition. You know, you can tell that he felt so strong about it. But listen, with that situation, with Jay, why right? That whole situation just now, that whole situation was crazy. It was bananas. Okay, she was over talking him, he was over talking her. You know, she didn't cuss him out. And he cussed her out like a dog. I could not understand. Like, but I could not understand that for nothing. But not only that, there was no way to talk to her. There was no way to talk to any doggone body. And I'm saying that because, hey, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I think anybody's mouth on a wrong or right, they can get a little ratchet, but that was just above and beyond for me personally. So I just felt like that was just truly unnecessary. That was truly uncalled for and very disrespectful. When it first came on, I didn't see it, but I heard where he had screenshotted her number. I didn't know it was her number, but I heard when he had screenshotted something, and I'm figuring out, you know what I'm saying? I figured that it was her number, and then so when he confirmed it, I'm like, I knew I wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, long story short, so for that to have taken place like that, and then her going into the situation knowing that that's Jay-Z people, it's like, what did you expect? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like, if that's they people, it's like, what did you expect? You know what I'm saying? That's they people. Of course they're going to stand up for their people. That ain't unnatural. You know what I'm saying? But either way the case may be, that was truly uncalled for. But I tell you what, Ms. Wright, Jaguar Wright, if you ever want to come on my podcast, my number is 803-446-2553. Again, 803-446-2553. Y'all know I don't mind talking to people. I've had a couple people on my podcast, and I'm grateful for them. And I truly thank God for them. But, yeah, that was just crazy, crazy disrespectful. Crazy disrespectful. And then it's so crazy people in the comment, that's the star, this and that, that I know. For me, it seemed like it got more personal with him when she was reminded of, you know, hey, she knows Star and Buck. You know what I'm saying? Telling him that she know his brother and her brother was a friend or whatever. But it seemed like with the whole Jay-Z situation, to me, it seemed like he already was on edge a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we're gonna go with it, but you know, I need her to watch her, you know, I need her not to, you know what I'm saying, go there or whatever, she went there anyway. And then it's like when she let him know, yeah, I remember you and your brother, you know what I'm saying, then it's like the reality set in, like you knew he was about to go off, you know what I'm saying. And then it's like when he started that stuff, and then when she put it on blast, talking about what his brother was allegedly doing, it was up from there. That was crazy. That was crazy. But on the same token, like, what kind of woman? Why? I don't understand it. Is it, what kind of woman would want to deal with the dude like that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's so unrealistic, because some men feel like old women shouldn't cuss, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But chances are women do cuss, okay? They anything like me, they probably cuss worse than a man. Who knows? I don't know. Catch me on the right day, I'll kinda cuss words coming out my dog on my words, that cuss words that you probably ain't heard back in a long time, but you're gonna hear today if you bring it out, my god dog on it. That's all I got to say. You gonna get some of this cussing. Coming over him with the foolishness. God, Jesus. It's crazy. But either way, that whole situation, y'all, when I heard it, I had to play it for y'all. Because I was like, this can't be real. And I'm sitting up and looking at it. I'm like, this can't be real. Like, player. She was over-talking. You know, and I get it. That's rude. You know, heck, I over-talk myself. And I get it. That's rude. And, but I do listen. But, I was just sitting up here, and then it's like I had to watch it again, because I was trying to figure out where was his breaking point. And his breaking point, I guess it didn't make sense. He said like she was trying to mock him. I personally didn't feel like she was trying to mock him, but I mean, that's just my opinion. But either way the case may be, all I know is they tried to say Cat Williams was, you know, wrong, he was a liar, he was crazy, all this stuff. They tried to say that by her, but it sure isn't crazy. And I find it very interesting how the same people who they are talking about, and these people telling their stories, Gene Deal, or what the dude name is, Curry, I think his last name Curry, that was in a camp with P. Diddy, how, you know, 112, you know what I'm saying, choke no joke, you know what I'm saying, y'all know why I say this, that, and the third, or, you know, this and that, Half the time, I can't remember people's damn names. That's why I truly say, you know, something like that, because I can't remember the specifics of someone's name or specific items. So that's why I say that, because it'd be so much. But, you know, either way, when a lot of people, when they're, you know, all these years, these people been telling these stories about these people. You know what I'm saying? And they're all pretty much saying the same thing. You got to look at it. These people were right there when all that stuff was going on. And all of them been pretty much saying the same thing. And people sitting out there, oh, they lying, or oh, they this, or oh, they dead, or oh, they down bad, so they doing this, or oh, they doing whatever. Nah, like, these people, it's not that they're trying to bash them. These people are just telling stories of what happened during that era. And just, you know, because I feel like this, and I've seen it so many times. I've seen it where, but it's not me wanting any bad on nobody or wishing any bad on nobody. And it's not my life, it's their life. You know what I'm saying? To live. But I'd have seen it. I mean, come on now. Everybody has been in school or at work, and you'd have seen somebody get promoted up or get an award where you know that you have worked twice as hard, 10 times as hard, or you see somebody else that ain't even related to you, but they put in more work than what you and the person that got promoted up has put in, but yet they has not got any acknowledgement, or they still at the same level, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, you know. But it's like the ones that promote the bullshit, the scams, the foolishness, you know what I'm saying, and whatever agenda need to be filled, it's like those be the ones that they be, sometimes, not everybody, but shit, they be winning. I mean, I'd have seen that, like, shit, my whole darn life. That's probably why I always stood off and did my own damn thing. I ain't never needed validation for my damn soul. I don't know. I just always did my own thing, and it's always been me. And for me personally, my life ain't got to dang on make sense to you, but shit, it makes sense to me, because at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel like is best for me and my family. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them people to go out there and throw myself in the damn, throw myself out there so far to where I can't reel myself back in. I can't speak for nobody else. I don't have nobody, no lifesaver, you know what I'm saying, but God. I don't have a physical lifesaver or some stuff that's physically like set in place. Like if I go out here and blow like 100 bands, shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to give me 100 bands to help put me back on. Or somebody going, you know what I'm saying? Or if I collect so much debt, somebody going to be like, here, let me pay off your debt. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to go out here and do some old reckless bullshit. Some other reckless bullshit. And somebody like, okay, well, look, let me help you get up out of that debt. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that. So for me personally, I march to the beat of my own drum. And I ain't going to put myself out there so far to where I can't wheel myself back in, or I can't protect myself, or I can't, you know what I'm saying, do whatever it is that I need. So, I mean, I just feel like it's very important to be independent. You know, like I said, I ain't got to make sense to nobody else, but it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I know what I can deal with. I deal with stress, but it's like, if I ain't got to add stress, I ain't adding stress to nothing in my life. Understand me. I don't care who it is, what it is, whatever. Yeah, I'm Gucci. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, so, I mean, that whole situation right there was bananas. And another thing, I trust my intuition. I trust God and my intuition more than what I trust half of the dang on people in the world. Probably the majority of the damn people in the world. I don't give a darn who it is. That's just how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I trust my intuition. I trust my friends, and I love my friends and everything else. But shoot, if my intuition kicking in and something popping off, I'm telling my friend, look, blase, blase, blah. We might not want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, that whole got doggone situation was crazy to me when she heard that doggone camera click. Me personally, you know, I would have hung up the phone, but it's like, if you hung up the phone, he already got the number. But guess what? I'm gonna hang up that phone. We're gonna get rid of this whole got doggone phone. Oh, okay, baby, we're gonna go get you another one somewhere else, probably in somebody else's name, because they on the run. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this here, something pop off with her, He better be one of the number one suspects. He better be in the top three. That's all I got to say about it. Shit, I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't know. Can we all just have a conversation without going off and all this other stuff, cussing people out like that? I mean, it was crazy. But it was a tolerable conversation. But when I noticed he was about to break, I said, shoot, it's about to go on. People in the comment. Now, that's the start. I know. That's the start. Man, a lot of people want to discredit that lady because she is a lady, because she is a woman. You know, everybody was going in about Cat Williams. And the dudes, especially the dudes, the people that he was talking about, they friends and, you know, all that stuff. They was going off as they should. Shoot, that's their friends, right? I ain't going to say as they should because truthfully, I mean, everybody look at things differently. But all I got to say is, you know, I understand. You know, that's their friends. And, you know, they're standing up for their friends and all that stuff. But guess what? Sometimes we be wrong. Sometimes our friends be wrong. I mean, hey, it happens. What can you do? But on the same toe, a lot of times, let me tell you something. A lot of times, people are so hard on the woman because she is a woman. Yeah, we women. We have mood swings. You know, we are emotional creatures. You know what I'm saying? These are one of the beautiful things in us. Now, I think when you're emotional and clingy, I think that's on a whole nother level. But, heck, I'm probably on a whole nother level. Chances are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my thought process, I'm thinking it's simple because it's just clear cut. It is or it ain't. You know what I'm saying? In any situation, it is or it ain't. It makes sense or it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Even in my life, if it don't make sense, it's time for me to get this out of my life because it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but it's just like because she a woman, you know, everybody want to go off and everybody want to discredit her. But when this whole thing get to rolling and all this stuff come out, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what's going to happen. I don't know, just crazy shit. Either ways, there I go with that cussing. Either ways, I'm your host, Alexandria August. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. Thank you.